Tonight we continue our mystery mini-series, Conversations with Writers of Top-Selling Thrillers. The newest novel in the Jack Reacher series by Lee Child is out for your summer delectation. This is the eighth book in a series of thrillers about a man who redefines loner. So far off the grid, he doesn't even bother to wash his shirts. He throws them away. This Reacher has no job, no cell phone, no house, no bills. He wanders the United States, an army brat, a career soldier, who's never really lived in his own country until now. Lee Child came into our New York studio to talk about his new book, which is called The Enemy. Mr. Child, welcome.
It's great to be here, Linda. Good to speak with you again.
I sort of worry about all these series novels that I like. You know, I think that one of these days, the writer will just not have one more thing to say about this particular character. Now, you have found a new approach in by writing this novel as a prequel.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I worry about that too, because like you, I'm a big reader, and I see it happen, quite frankly. And, you know, that's my big ambition, essentially, is to write a long series that does not run out of steam. So this eighth installment is a prequel, not really because I felt it was required to rejuvenate the series, but really because of what the readers were saying to me. One of the really fascinating things about writing a series is that for the first book and the second book, the character is really mine, you know, and nobody else has heard of him yet. So the character is mine. But then over the period of years, as people read the series, the character kind of migrates into a sort of community property situation. And that's where Reacher is now. You know, after eight books, Reacher belongs to millions of loyal readers around the world, just as much as he belongs to me.
And they think they know him and they know how he'll react. And if you get it wrong, they let you know.
Absolutely.
But how do you go about thinking your way into a not yet quite formed Jack Reacher, because he's much younger? Those of us who do want to reconnect with the guy we know, this is not that guy.
Well, that's the exact point, you know, not quite yet formed. And that was, from the writing point of view, what was so interesting about doing it. After seven books where he gets successively older and wiser with each installment, quite literally this time I had to go back and make him younger and dumber, quite frankly. You know, that little bit more naive, that little bit more trusting, maybe that little bit more comfortable inside the institution. It was a tremendous exercise technically to regress a character rather than progress him. It was a lot of fun to do. But at the same time, I wanted to keep it very subtle. You know, I didn't want like a night and day, turn on a dime type of difference. It had to be subtle. He had to be shown going from a kind of very hard-boiled and cynical man to an extremely hard-boiled and cynical man. You know, just a subtle shift in direction.
I was wondering about the plot for this book. It has to do with, of all things, downsizing the military. Mm-hmm. And redesigning it to do different things. This is sort of ripped from the headlines, but it would have to be a very wonky newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, the book itself has really got three plot lines running through it. One is the straightforward crime story. You know, there's a soldier dead in a motel. It gets worse because the soldier is a two-star general, and it's not the kind of motel a two-star general should be in. He's 300 miles
right
away from where he was expected to be, and his briefcase is missing. Then there's a second strand, which is Reacher's personal life as relates to his family. You know, that was important in establishing the kind of roots of the character. But as you say, the third strand is this simultaneous feeling of achievement and dread that's hanging over the military. Achievement because, you know, this is set in 1990 when the Cold War was definitively won, which is good news, except it's also bad news because without the main enemy in existence anymore, for sure the army is not going to stay the same. Transformation is what the Department of Defense calls it, the idea of taking that huge, heavyweight Cold War army and trying to make it into something different.
Who's the enemy here of the title?
Ultimately, that's whoever is getting Reacher down, which is basically the corruption of the system. A system that he believed in a rough and ready way, is revealed to be corrupt. And that's the enemy, and that's the thing that shifts the ground under his feet and sends him off on the path that we then recognize in the later books.
There's a very exciting scene in which Reacher is attacked by tanks, which is quite something. But you don't really write techno thrillers, you know, the boys and their toys kind of things. But in this book, you do have some wonderful and I must say, very respectful things to say about the Abrams tank and the astonishing things that it does and doesn't do.
Yeah, I mean, the Abrams tank is absolutely the symbol of how the Cold War basically defined the army. I mean, it's a gigantic tank that is literally so big that in order to use it properly, they had to rebuild roads and bridges for everywhere it was likely to have to go in the east of Europe. And so when the Cold War is suddenly over, that tank is a dinosaur, almost literally. I did write that, you know, the Reacher is attacked by tanks, which sounds awfully funny just to say it. You know, I was giving a talk the other night, and somebody was asking me about, you know, what is the nature of novels? And the nature of novels is always conflict. And the best conflict paradigm of all time is David versus Goliath. And so that if Reacher is David, then he's going to take some pretty amazing Goliath to oppose him. So I suppose a squadron of tanks is a very appropriate Goliath against Reacher's David.
In this novel, Jack Reacher is inside the army. In the others, he's left it. It's in his past. He thinks about it a lot, but it's gone. How did you figure out, I mean, how did you make this real, the army? How did you do the research? Who helped you get into the army?
Well, you know, my answer for that sort of question is, when you start writing a book, if you feel the need to research it, it's already too late. You've got to write about something that you already know, and more importantly, you already feel. So for the U.S. Army, you know, I'm a history buff. I've read thousands of books, watched movies, television, talked to people, you know, over my whole life. So it's something that I've already internalized. We're all inside some kind of institution. I was when I worked in television. You are working in the world of NPR. And we all know the feeling of belonging and the feeling of specialization and us against the world. And if you can understand that and think your way into that, that really is the key to making the book convincing.
Lee Child, his newest book in the Jack Reacher series is called The Enemy. Lee Child, thank you.
Linda, thanks very much.
For more on Lee Child and Jack Reacher, go to our website at nbr.org. Our series concludes next weekend with father and daughter mystery writers James Lee and Alifair Burke.